Dear people, I will never forget the natural childbirth classes Becky and I took for the birth of our first child, Aaron. The class went along fine until the last session when they showed some video clips of babies being born. I was totally taken aback at what I saw and heard. I was not sure if I would be able to go through being present at the birth of my child. However, in the end, I was determined to press through and witness the birth of my son. I discovered when it was my wife and my child being born, I took no notice or offense with the sights and sounds surrounding childbirth. Being present at all my children's births are some of my most precious and rewarding memories. This past Sunday during the second service, we'd entered into a remarkable time during worship that sounded and felt like a woman in the pains of giving birth. Frank Bartleman wrote a book titled Azusa Street, in which he described how the Azusa Street Revival began in Los Angeles in 1906. I believe this gives some understanding as to what was going on with us. The flesh naturally shrinks from such ordeals. The groans are no more popular in most churches than is a woman in birth pangs in the home. Soul travail does not make pleasant company for selfish worldlings, but we cannot have souls born without it. Childbearing is anything but a popular exercise these days. And so, with a real revival of newborn souls in the churches, modern society has little place for a childbearing mother. And so, with the churches regarding soul travail, there is little burden for souls. Men run from the groans of a woman in travail of birth. And so the church desires no groans today. She is too busy enjoying herself. Elijah the prophet had such an experience after he defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. I have heard it taught that Elijah was actually in a birthing position as he prayed into being what he heard in heaven. 1 Kings 18, verses 41 to 46. Now Elijah said to Ahab, "Get up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he crouched down on the earth and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, "Get up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and he looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go back seven times." It came about at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, a cloud as small as a man's hands coming up from the sea." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, so that the heavy shower does not stop you." In a little while the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy shower, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel. Truly, the sound of abundant spiritual rain is coming to our nation, and the Lord is looking for those who are not too busy pleasing themselves to be a part of releasing this into the earth. Amy Squires, a devoted wife and being a mother of six, is someone who can speak with great authority on the subject, described what she heard and saw in this note she sent me. Today, during worship, I had a vision that I believe was from God. It was during the time in second service when everyone was really going after the Lord with everything in them. The Lord showed me that sometimes the things He has for us don't look beautiful at first, or if you've never seen them before. He showed me that they are really like natural birth, not really beautiful if you look at the outward expression, just like natural birth can be a bit loud at times. It is definitely messy, and if you are not prepared for it, can be quite scary, whether you're the one in labor or just someone who is around for it. But also like birth, the things of the Lord bring about the most beautiful, precious gift, bringing forth life, whether spiritual or natural, is a messy process. It was messy and loud this past Sunday, but I believe something beautiful and precious is being born. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.